Helmholtz shook his head. Not quite. I'm thinking of a queer feeling I sometimes get. A feeling that I've got something important to say and the power to say it, only I don't know what it is and I can't make any use of the power. If there was some different way of writing, or else something else to write about. He was silent. Then, you see, he went on at last, I'm pretty good at inventing phrases, you know, the sort of words that suddenly make you jump, almost as though you'd sat on a pin. They seem so new and exciting, even though they're about something hypnopedically obvious, but that doesn't seem enough. It's not enough for the phrases to be good. What you make with them ought to be good, too.
But your things are good, Helmholtz.
Oh, as far as they go, Helmholtz shrugged his shoulders. But they go such a little way. They aren't important enough, somehow. I feel I could do something much more important. Yes, and more intense, more violent. But what? What is there more important to say? And how can one be violent about the sort of things one's expected to write about? Words can be like X-rays. If you use them properly, they'll go through anything. You read and you're pierced. That's one of the things I try to teach my students, how to write piercingly. But what on earth's the good of being pierced by an article about a community thing or the latest improvement in scent organs? Besides, can you make words really piercing, you know, like the very hardest X-rays, when you're writing about that sort of thing? Can you say something about nothing? That's what it finally boils down to. I try and I try.
Hush, said Bernard suddenly, and lifted a warning finger. They listened. I believe there's somebody at the door, he whispered. Helmholtz got up, tiptoed across the room, and with a sharp, quick movement flung the door wide open. There was, of course, nobody there.
I'm sorry, said Bernard, feeling and looking uncomfortably foolish. I suppose I've got things on my nerves a bit. When people are suspicious with you, you start being suspicious with them.
He passed his hand across his eyes. He sighed. His voice became plaintive. He was justifying himself.
If you knew what I'd had to put up with recently, he said almost tearfully, and the uprush of his self-pity was like a fountain suddenly released. If you only knew.
Helmholtz Watson listened with a certain sense of discomfort.
Poor little Bernard, he said to himself, but at the same time he felt rather ashamed for his friend. He wished Bernard would show a little more pride.